Classic Fairy Tale Readers. Level 3. Cinderella. Copyright Celt Publishing 2009. This is the story of a kind and beautiful girl. She lived with her father and mother. They were very happy. Then one day her mother died. She was very sad. A year later, her father married again. The girl's new stepmother was very unkind. She had two daughters. They wore beautiful clothes, but they were not beautiful or kind. The girl's new stepsisters were very unkind. The two stepsisters were jealous of the beautiful girl. They took the girl's beautiful clothes and gave her an old dress. "You can do all the housework now," they said. The girl washed the floors. She made the beds and she cooked the meals. In the evenings, she sat by the fire in the kitchen. The cinders from the fire made her feet and dress dirty. And so the stepsisters called her Cinderella. Cinderella was very unhappy. One day, a man from the palace came to the house with an invitation. The invitation said, "The king and queen are having a party at the palace on Saturday." The two stepsisters were very excited. "Can I go to the party?" asked Cinderella. "You? Ha! You can't go to the party. You don't have any nice clothes," said the two stepsisters, and they laughed at her. "Can you make clothes?" Cinderella's stepmother asked. "Yes," said Cinderella. "Then you can make 3 new dresses for us," said her stepmother. "Now, go and do the housework." Cinderella went to the kitchen. "Girls," the stepmother said, "we need some material for our new dresses. Let's go shopping." On Saturday night, Cinderella was very busy. Her two stepsisters got dressed for the party, and she helped them.
"Brush my hair, find my bag, clean my shoes," they shouted at Cinderella.
Finally, they were ready. Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters got in their coach and went to the party. Cinderella stood on the steps and waved goodbye. Then she sat down and cried. "I want to go to the party," she said. Suddenly she heard a voice. "Don't cry, Cinderella." Cinderella looked up and saw a lovely lady. She had a lovely smile. "I'm a fairy," said the lady, "and you're a good girl. You can go to the party."
"But I can't go to the party in this dress," said Cinderella.
"I can help you with my magic wand," said the fairy. "Now, go and find a big pumpkin, 4 white mice, and 3 lizards." Cinderella ran and found a big pumpkin, 4 white mice, and 3 lizards. She gave them to the fairy. The fairy waved her magic wand, and kazoom! The pumpkin became a beautiful gold coach. The white mice became white horses. And the lizards became handsome men.
"Now," said the fairy, "close your eyes."
Cinderella closed her eyes. The fairy waved her magic wand over Cinderella, and kazoom!
"Now, open your eyes."
Cinderella opened her eyes and looked at her dress. It was beautiful. And on her feet were a pair of pretty glass shoes.
"Oh, thank you," she said. "Now I can go to the party."
"Yes," said the fairy, "but you must leave the party before midnight, because the magic stops at midnight."
"Yes," said Cinderella, "I understand."
"Now, go and enjoy the party," said the fairy.
Cinderella got in the gold coach and went to the palace. She arrived at the party in her beautiful dress. Everybody looked at her.
"She's very beautiful. Look at her beautiful dress. Who is she?" they asked.
The prince saw Cinderella and he thought,
"She is the most beautiful girl in the world."
"Do you want to dance?" the prince asked.
"Yes," said Cinderella.
The prince danced with Cinderella all night. Her two stepsisters were very jealous.
"Who is she?" they asked.
Cinderella and the prince danced and danced, and all the ladies were very jealous. Suddenly, Cinderella looked at the clock. It was 11:45. "I must go," she said, and she ran out of the room.
"Wait," said the prince. "Come back. I don't know your name."
Cinderella didn't wait. She ran down the stairs, and she left a glass shoe on the stairs. Outside, Cinderella looked for her gold coach. It wasn't there. There was a pumpkin, 4 white mice, and 3 lizards. The 4 white mice and the 3 lizards ran away. She looked at her dress. It was the dirty old dress again. Quickly, Cinderella ran home. The prince found the glass shoe.
"This is her shoe," said the prince. "I must find her. I want to marry her."
The prince went to every house in the country, and he asked every girl,
"Is this your shoe?"
But all their feet were too big. Finally, he came to Cinderella's house. Cinderella was in the kitchen. Her stepmother opened the door.
"Come in, Your Highness," she said.
She took the prince into the living room. Then she went and got her 2 daughters. The 2 girls were very excited. First, the oldest girl took the shoe.
"Look, it's my shoe,"
she said, and walked around the room in the glass shoe. But her foot was too big.
"Give me the shoe," said the prince. "It's not your shoe."
Then the youngest sister took the shoe.
"Look," she said, "it's my shoe. I'm going to marry the prince. I'm going to be a princess."
But her foot was too big.
"Give me the shoe," said the prince. "It's not your shoe."
Then the prince asked, "Are there any other girls here?"
"No,"
said the stepmother and the 2 sisters. At that moment, Cinderella came into the room. She wanted to clean the room. She didn't know the prince was there. Cinderella looked at the prince.
"I'm sorry,"
she said, and ran out of the room.
"Who is that girl? Bring her here,"
said the prince.
"Maybe it's her shoe."
"It can't be her shoe," said the stepmother.
"I must ask every girl in the country. Please bring her here now," said the prince.
The stepmother went and found Cinderella. Cinderella put on the glass shoe. It was her shoe. The 2 stepsisters and the stepmother were angry. But the prince was very happy. He took Cinderella's hand and said, You are the girl I danced with. And you are the girl I love. Will you marry me?
Yes, said Cinderella.
Cinderella married the prince, and they lived together happily.